Coach Blake Utley from the Fort Dodge baseball program. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win, and good to see you this morning.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having us out again so we can highlight our programs.
Oh, man, always a pleasure, and I was there last night. I had the game. Coach Mike Zalat from St. Edmund Baseball joined me on color last night. It was a fun deal, but it was even more fun to see you guys play the best I've seen you play all year long last night.
Yeah, our guys were locked in. You know, we pride ourselves on using our season to get ready for the postseason, and that's one of our big beliefs. And the focus our guys had the past 2 days at practice, and even in that Carroll game on Tuesday evening, just battling, doing the little things right. They hold themselves accountable. They hold each other accountable. And it just had that feel yesterday. You know, going into last night was probably the least nervous I've ever been for a postseason game. And that was due to our guys. They just handled it. And you could tell that they were calm. You could tell that they were excited. But you could just have this. I just had this feeling like I never felt like we were in trouble.
Yeah, and you know, you started fast, and you guys controlled the game from the open of the game too. And I thought that's always big for you to get momentum playing in front of your home crowd, get things rolling. I thought you guys were able to do that last night. Now, you mentioned the Carroll game on Tuesday. You know, you guys won that. It was your regular season finale. It broke a four-game losing skid for you to beat Carroll. How important was winning that Carroll game in terms of momentum at all to last night?
It was definitely nice. I don't know if it was a necessity per se, but you know, in those last three games, two of them were extra inning games. One we were on the losing side, one we were on the winning side. So that's a huge deal there. You know, Tuesday night we got to see Carroll's starter for their game last night, which Carroll won in advance the next round, so congratulations to them. We got to see him for three innings. And so, you know, on Monday night, we kind of threw a little bit of everybody, and then we gave the ball to our senior, Easton Cohen, on Tuesday night. He did a really nice job of getting us through five innings, and then we bridged the gap with Sawyer Springer, and then Nelson Cohen came in, and he did a very nice job as well. So, but it was nice because, I mean, we were hitting the ball well. We scored in almost every inning. I just feel like our offense is starting to come around, you know, with the late start and things being a little different. The bats were a little bit slower for everybody out of the gates.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm starting to see that even some of the guys who were really struggling for us early, they're just putting the work in, you know. And, you know, and like last night, Dylan Zimmerman, who we think very highly of at the plate, he just had a rough year so far. You know, he comes up in the second inning, hits a home run that wasn't even close. I mean, he hammered that ball.
He hit the ball across Floral Avenue. I mean, he smashed that ball. There was no doubt. That one was one like, where is this kid been? Who is this kid? I mean, Dylan Zimmerman crushed that ball, and that shows you what you guys get to see at practice more opposed to what I get to see is that, you know, the potential for him is kind of amazing. And last night we started to see some of that potential materialize in front of us. You know, you won the game 4-0, but I'm going to be honest, the game really wasn't as close as 4-0. I thought there was a lot of times, you know, you guys hit the ball really well. You guys hit balls that were ropes right at people all night long. And so I think you have to be happy about not only being able to get some production last night, get on the board, but you have to be happy about some of the balls that didn't fall, just the way you were hitting it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think right away of when we were getting Dylan Zimmerman warmed up, and we had Sawyer Springer come in with an at-bat, runner in scoring position, and he hammers the ball but right to their center fielder. And that's all you can do, and that's what we talk about with our guys. Is all you can control is the point of the contact. After that, it's going to go where it goes. And if you have solid contact, that's quality at bat. And that's, unfortunately, the game of baseball wants to look at batting average, but that isn't necessarily the truth of how good of a hitter you are.
Well, and that's one of those things that over the course of the season, and that's going to kind of work itself out. If you just hit the ball, eventually they're going to start finding the hole there. And I was impressed with the way you guys were kind of attacking at the plate last night. And you do bring up a good point there. That at this point you've started to get in a little bit better rhythm, you know, offensively as well. So you win the game last night 4-0. Now going into the game last night, people had asked me who I thought was going to start. I didn't want to ask you because I didn't want to put you in a bad spot where you had to tell me, because you know, if you tell me, unless you tell me not to say it, I'm going to tell people, right?
Yep.
So I didn't even ask. So my response was it will be either Mason Bakhoven or Carson Peterson. I felt like it was one of those two guys that two were, you were going to start. I looked at Peterson, and, you know, he's been good for you. He's getting better as the season goes on. He's, you know, his win-loss record like 4-0 in the regular season. I looked at Bakhoven, a guy who's pitched really well, but has just had tough luck up until last night, really. So I kind of was like, okay, flip a coin. For you, was it just a matter of Bakhoven's a senior and Peterson's a sophomore and I want to go with the veteran, or what played into that decision?
There's actually three guys that we were highly, highly considering. You got to throw Dylan Zimmerman in there as well. I think Dylan is very, very talented on the mound. I pulled the guys aside last weekend and just talked to those three, and I said, hey, you know, we're trying to decide who we're going to go with game one. You know, who wants the ball? And I kind of just looked at their eyes as I asked them that question to see, you know, and of course, they all wanted the ball.
Yeah.
But when Mason Bakhoven gave me the look he gave me, he said, Coach, I want the ball. There was no question at that point. And, I talked with the coaches. We thought with Mason on the mound and Dylan catching gave us our best pitcher catcher combo. And Mason is just an ultra competitor. He does all the things that you could ever imagine. He is the, you know, the coach's best, you know, dream player that there is. I mean, he shows up and does the work before anybody else. He does the little things. He shows up and puts the bases in. He's the only one he'll go put every single base in. He doesn't have to do that. And he does it every day. At the end of practice, he's the one that pulls the tarps out while people are still, you know, doing things. He'll pull them out by himself and get them all laid out. So all they got to do is lay it out with and help him lay it out. It's the little things like that is like, how do you not give the ball to a senior that this means a ton to? Because there's nobody that game meant more to last night than Mason Bakhoven.
Yeah, and in front of his home crowd, too. And you know, I know his parents were there last night. And, you know, it's a special moment. And, you know, you look, honestly, Coach, your guys made you look like a genius last night. Not only with what Bakhoven did on the hill, I mean, complete game shutout, scattered 5 hits, struck out 7, walked 1, hit 1. I mean, he was around the plate, getting ahead all night. He was dialed in. And both his fastball and curveball was working good last night. You know, so it really was one of those deals where, we sit there a lot of times and we look at decisions in hindsight being 2020. Hindsight being 2020, boy, this really worked out well for you last night.
Oh, most definitely. And they, you know, the kids just came out and competed. They were ready to go. And that's a tribute to them, you know. Like you said, as the coaches last night, we got to just watch, and that's what games are about. I mean, we always talk about the practices are for the coaches. We get to prepare them, but the game days are for the kids. And, like I said, the fact that we were able to jump on them early with Jace Ulrich with the 2-out hit in the first inning to score that was a huge hit. So we get one across, and then Mason basically said, hey, give me the ball, game over. And, it was fun to see. You know, I think they got a couple runners to second base, but nobody reached third.
Yeah.
And a couple of their leadoff, the one inning, they got a leadoff hitter on, and they tried stealing, and Dylan threw him out. So, just big plays. And it was nothing. It wasn't like anything that had to be outstanding. We just had to make the plays hit at us and come up with some timely hits, and Mason was really good on the mound.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, there was only a couple of defensive plays that you had to make that weren't routine. Most everything was routine. He was around the plate, and they did hit the ball. You know, it wasn't real hard hit balls. You know, the two plays defensively that stand out that you probably weren't routine, but you made was, Jace Ulrich making that stab in the hole between first and second, which is a big play too, because they had a man on at that point that ended the inning, and Tyler Schreier, running one down in left center. He's a guy that, you know, honestly, if that fence was 700 feet, you couldn't hit one in the gap on him. He'd run it down. And he, last night, he tracked that ball in the gap, you know, right to the warning track. And, you know, if that's another guy, I don't know if there's another guy on your team that can make that play, because of the physical speed. I mean, between him and Bell over there, you can cover everything from the left field line over to right center. You got to feel good about that.
Yeah, those two guys can fly. You know, and when you said that we didn't have anybody else that catch that ball, I think Bryson Bell would have caught that ball as well.
Heck,
And don't let Nick Bice fool you. That guy, he runs like a deer out there. The one over his right shoulder last night in the gap, when it was hit, I was like, oh, maybe that one's down. But then he basically camped underneath of it.
He
I was
made
like, okay.
Another play that was that play was probably not routine too. And you're right. You got guys who can run it down out there, and really that gives you a lot of versatility defensively. You do a lot of different things, and it also has to give your pitching staff confidence that hey, you know, these guys are going to play behind me, and if they hit a ball in the gap, you know, they're going to have to hit it off the fence, or these guys are going to go get it.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then in the infield, I thought Nelson Cohn had an outstanding day at third base. I mean, he made a lot of plays. Probably my favorite play, they had their leadoff guy at second base, and they get the ground ball, and he kind of looked over at him and saw he's too far off and attacked him. So they went from a runner scoring position to a runner at first base with an out, and that's huge.
Yeah.
And that's just him being a senior knowing what to do.
And I think the game was only 2-0 at that point when that happened, too. So that was a big momentum shift. You know, last night, Coach, one thing I liked is I thought that what you guys did in terms of running the bases, what you did at the plate, I thought you were super aggressive. And I said this on the broadcast. I felt like you were pushing the buttons with the mentality to be aggressive last night, and it really worked out. That's another thing that is a hindsight 2020 deal, because if it doesn't work, it makes you look really bad, but when it works, it makes you look really good. And I thought you pushed all the right buttons at the right time last night.
Yeah, we were just clicking, I think, on all cylinders. I've been on the other side where we try to be over aggressive and it bites you, it comes back to bite you. But last night, we just felt very confident with the game plan. We took the information that we had. We had a lot of information on Ames. Got to watch him quite a bit, so we kind of understood when we were getting off-speed pitches, when we weren't. So as a coach, you can use that to put things on, to take things off.
And I felt like you had a pretty good read. Like, it was almost like you did have some sort of tip or something, maybe body language, something you guys were looking for last night, because I felt like you dialed it up exactly when you had to. So I felt like you knew something going in.
We had quite a bit of information. We knew we had very, very high probabilities of what they were throwing and what counts. And they were they had some extreme tendencies in certain counts. And so it was like, if we get to this count, here's what's going to happen. And our guys bought into it. Our guys were aggressive. I mean, not very often in a sub-state game do you straight steal home on a pitcher either. And you were only up 3 with 2 outs, and that's one of those things where my heart's probably going about 250 beats per minute, thinking about locking up. I mean, I'm glad it didn't, but I looked over at Nick Bice, and it's something that we practice. We have that in our arsenal. We have it there. If somebody decides they're going to go out of the windup, and we practice it. So,
hey, you hit on something I was going to bring up, and I said this. Me and Mike Gillette talked about this last night on the broadcast. Amador working out of the windup when a runner's on third, his windup is incredibly deliberate.
Yes.
Possibly the most deliberate, slowest windup delivery I've seen this year.
He was 4 seconds or slower to get the ball from first movement to home, and we've gone through a practice. We time all of our guys, because I always tell our guys we're going to get at least one run a year off of a pitcher that gets on in the windup. I don't know why any pitcher in the game of baseball would ever go out of the windup with a runner on third, but they do. And when he was doing it, you know, he steps back and he's so deliberate, his eyes are down. He was never going to see what was going on. So
yeah, and I thought you guys read that, took advantage of it. You know, I think you can go out of the windup on third, depending. You have to know who the runner is.
Yep.
You know, and you can't do it against a guy like Nick Bice, who we've already said, you know, we could run. I knew that guy could run before I saw him play baseball, because I saw him in football.
Yep.
And I know he could run. So, you know, I think that was a pretty good read. Now, Blake Utley, my guest here, Fort Dodge Baseball, you guys will move on now, Coach, to the second round, Sioux City East on Monday night. Have you had any time to look at anything for them yet, or going to do that over the weekend?
Just started scratching the surface a little bit, but we're going to meet as coaches at 1 o'clock today and really dive into all the information. Our freshman coach, Rick Peterson, went over and watched Sioux City East play last night against Sioux City West.
Okay.
And took some notes, and so we're going to go through and break that down and make sure we have everything good and ready for practice. We practice tonight at 6, and so we'll take the kids, go over a scouting report, and Time to move forward back to the office.
Yeah, and that's good. You know, that's one of the things that I always like doing is when I got a chance when I was a coach, go out and see the game. You know, you can you can get a lot of information now that you couldn't get, and you can get film online and stuff that you couldn't get, which is beneficial. But I don't think there's any substitute for seeing it yourself in person. You get a better handle on it that way. So to have, you know, a coach like Peterson, who knows more baseball than me and you probably combined, has done more baseball than most people ever thought about doing, to do the scouting report, I think that puts you in a pretty good position going into Monday.
Yeah, for sure. He has a knowledge of this game that's second to none, and he can watch a hitter and say, yep, here's how you beat this guy. I mean, he's just been around the game for a long time, and I'm very glad he's on our side.
He's one of those guys that he's seen it all, he's done it all, and for him to get involved with you guys, I think is a blessing to your program.
For sure.
He's a guy that he's been around the game so long that I don't know that he knows how to live without it. And I think that might be part of his involvement with you guys. Monday night, we'll have the game as you guys will take on Sioux City East on the road. Monday night, that game will air here on Sunny 99.7 and online at yourfortdodge.com as well. And I'll have that game. Going to make the trip on Monday afternoon over there, and that's a 7 o'clock first pitch. Now, you mentioned you guys, the coaching staff will meet today, then you guys will practice tonight, kind of go over the game plan and the scout report at that point. So does that mean you're taking a day off tomorrow then? Or no, you're going to practice tomorrow too?
Yeah, no, we don't take a day off. We'll go two practices, prepare, make sure we're ready. They won't be real long. You know, they're going to be come in, get some of the basic work done, make sure our bats stay, hot, hopefully, and start preparing, for the velocity we'll see on the mound. It'll be a little velocity difference on Monday night versus what we saw last night.
Okay.
So we're going to, we'll amp up the pitching machine and kind of work a timing on what we think we're going to see. And then
slide back in the box a little bit, a little extra second there.
And just get back to work. You know, that's kind of been our theme all the time. You know, win or lose, you got the 12-hour rule. After 12 hours, it's time to get back to work. So, I told the guys last night, hey, enjoy it. It's been a while since we've won a first-round game. When we wake up, the game was over at 8:30. It's at 8:30 in the morning. Now we make the switch. Now everything's on the Sioux City East.
Yeah, and that's what you have to have. One way or the other, whether it's a loss, whether it's a win, the next day you've got to go in and work. And you and I have talked in the past about something that we both share this philosophy, and that is, to be successful, you can't own success. You can rent success, but you can't own it. And that rent is due every single day. And you guys have that same mentality of, okay, that's great. We're happy for you. We played great. Okay, that's over with. Now let's put in the work. We got to pay the rent today.
Yep, absolutely. And our kids will. They're going to come in excited today. And that's what I love about coaching the Dodgers, man. They show up to the ballpark and they're just ready to get better. I'll guarantee you that those Easton Cone, Nelson Cone, Mason Bacow, I can go down the list. They'll be there. If we're starting at 6, they're going to be there by 4:30. When practice starts, they will have had probably 75 ground balls already done. And they will have been in the cages. So it's kind of that culture that's been created by them and the players before them have kind of helped develop that. And that's fun because as a coach, you're like, man, I got to get over to the field because I know I have guys there and I don't want them to beat me, but there's a chance that they're going to be sitting in the parking lot when I pull in.
Right. And that creates a culture of accountability, for you, for your staff, for the players, everybody, being accountable makes other people say, if this guy, I see that guy's working hard beside me, it's going to make me want to work harder, and I think that creates a good culture, for you guys. Now, Coach Blake Utley, my guest here, Fort Dodge baseball coach, coming up on Monday night, Sioux City East, you guys have them on the road. What do you feel like are the biggest keys for you guys?
I think the biggest keys is like any game. Our starting pitcher needs to come out in the first inning and be ready to go. Mason last night led off the game with a strikeout, and I think it just kind of helped release any anxiety anybody had or any nervousness anybody had because Mason's on the mound doing his thing. So Monday night's going to come down to, our pitcher getting out, getting right out of the first inning. We get to start with the bats in our hand on Monday. Put some pressure on their pitcher in the first inning. We need to get runners on base. He hard outs right away. And then just make the play hit at us. We don't need superheroes. And I told these guys this going into last night. We don't need you to be anything you're not. All we need you to be is you and be the best you can be today. and they were last night. Now we just got to get them ready to do that again on Monday.
Yeah, and I think that's basically what it's going to take. And I always think when you start on the road, when you're on the road in a playoff situation, I always feel like the, you know, if it's basketball, the first 3-4 minutes, if it's football, the first couple of drives, baseball, first 2 innings, I always think those are the key because you've got to feel like they're going to be ready to play. They're in front of their crowd. They're going to be energized, juiced up. And you've got to be able to kind of match that intensity and weather that storm for that first couple of innings. So I definitely couldn't agree more with your assessment of what it's going to take on Monday night. Well, Coach, you know, as always, thank you for coming out and doing the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and I appreciate the commitment that you've had all summer long with that, too. And on Monday night, we'll make the drive over. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I've made that Sioux City drive a couple of times already, here. And it's not necessarily one that's easy during the week, but I'm looking forward to it because I know that on the other end of it, we've got a playoff game that I feel good about. I feel good about what you guys did last night and how that could translate on Monday. You know, they may be a little bit more quality opponent, maybe than Ames is. I don't know. But I do feel like it's a winnable game. We've both been in situations where we knew we were going on the road, whether it was a coach or broadcaster or whatever. We've both been in a situation where we went on the road knowing we were probably going to get it handed to us when we got there. And you hate those situations, but they're necessary, you know. This one is one where we know that we've got a good shot if we take care of what we are supposed to do. Your guys take care of what they're supposed to do. We've got a good shot. So that always makes it, you know, the trip a little bit better. You know?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think it's, you know, you got a quality opponent, Sioux City East. They've had an outstanding year. They have some good players with that. We played them last year, so we have some stuff from previous years on them. It's going to be exciting. I think, you know, as much as we want to talk about them, all we really can control is us. And so we're going to go over, we're going to make sure our guys are ready, and we're going to lay it on the line and let the chips fall where they may. And if we do the things the right way, we'll be getting ready for Wednesday.
Yeah, you'll be fine at that point. Have you named a starter for Monday night yet?
No.
No. All right.
Maybe I have, but I'm not telling you.
That's okay. You play it close to best. It's the playoffs. You can hold that card. I might text you and ask you Monday because by then – I feel like they're so far away, word's not going to travel if I know about it on Monday.
I don't know, Rob. It seems like everything travels. So.
It's just the information age. So we'll find out. I've got an idea who I think it is going to be on Monday. And if it is who I think it is, I think we're going to be fine. Especially if that young man is dialed in, and I think he will be from there. Coach Blake Utley's been my guest here. Coach, always good to catch up with you. We will see you guys on Monday night, man.
I can't wait. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.